Welcome to the IBM Tivoli podcast series, IBM Service Management, A Better Way to Manage Your Business. I'm Bob Pickard of IBM Tivoli. Today's topic is how to stay on top of compliance requirements. Our guest speakers on the telephone are Bob Mady, Vice President of Strategy and Market Management for IBM Tivoli, and Luis Rodriguez, Director of Market Management, IT Service Support for Tivoli. Let's jump right in. Luis, why are compliance requirements top of mind for business and IT executives today?
Well, there are a variety of types of compliance. Let's start with regulatory. Sarbanes-Oxley or SOX, Basel II, HIPAA, PCI for the credit card industry. The sheer volume of regulations just keeps increasing. Let's look at the business angle. Businesses create policies, and IT has to comply with those. So as businesses become more automated, the number of applicable policies again increases, leading to more compliance needs. So the risks and opportunities are both daunting. You could get fired or maybe even end up in civil or criminal court if you don't comply. But if you do it well, IT execs could enable better enterprise risk management and improvements in the execution of their business processes.
Yeah, Luis, in addition to that, I'd add, it's not just the compliance that's creating pressure, although, you know, certainly going to jail is enough of a threat to move anybody to action. But compliance is also generating huge cost pressure, especially on the IT organization. When you look at how do you ensure change management, when you ensure that the appropriate security controls are executed on all of that financial information or other regulatory information, most of that is done today in a very manual mode, especially the reporting when auditors come around. Things are patched and stitched together, and that represents a large human cost deployed to compliance. So along with the regulatory issues and the threat of going to jail, it's also a huge cost pressure for today's IT organizations because most of it's manually done.
Well, what makes compliance so difficult these days?
Well, it isn't easy to figure out what you need to do to comply. And to Bob's point, how to balance coverage versus cost. Coverage is how many controls you put in place. Too many cost too much. Too few might leave you exposed. And worse, many regulations haven't even been well tested in courts. So customers have to be prepared to make changes as court rulings are issued. And third is companies adopt more agile infrastructures like SOA, the complexity of compliance will continue to increase.
The other thing that really makes it difficult is the lack of automated systems. Let's just take a simple SOX example, right? And what it dictates is that you really have to know whether any of the applications or any of the services that report on the financial results of a company, you have to know when they were changed, who they were changed, whether those changes were authorized. You also have to be able to back up all that information, archive all that information, so if audits are ever done, that you can recall it. Now, how do you do this in a cohesive, right, holistic manner on a set of financial applications? Those automated processes just aren't in place. The software that helps you, even at the task level, right, to coordinate all that isn't in place. So this is an increasing struggle. How do you get in there and avoid the natural errors you get when humans start to collect and patch all this stuff together versus how do you automate it with IT systems so that you can really assess that this is really happening on an ongoing basis and that it's reliable, accurate information. Because while it's defined by humans, it's really done in an automated manner with IT systems. Those just aren't present today. And even the ones that start to address this space do it in a very patchwork manner. Some of it comes in, you know, I'll handle change. Others handle backup and recovery. Others handle identity and access controls. How do you bring this together into one holistic system so that a business person can say, listen, I really want to understand what's going on with SOX compliance on the following applications? Those type of systems just aren't present in the industry today.
Okay, we've shown this is a really complex problem. We've shown it can be very costly and that there are stiff penalties involved if you don't comply. How can a sound service management strategy improve compliance?
Well, service management is really all about automating IT processes. So automating the organizations and its various components and integrating those with the tasks that people do today. So if you look at a compliance process, it says the first thing we need to do, and I'll go back to SOX to say, listen, what I really need to do is automate a process so that I can understand who changed what and were they authorized to make those changes so that I don't report fraudulent financial data. Within service management, the change management process hooked to operational management applications like IBM's Identity Manager can ensure that, one, tell you when a change was made, tell you, two, whether that change was authorized, and three, tell you whether the person that did it was authorized to make that change, and then report back on that in a very simple manner. Now, when you start to establish policies across certain applications, you can extend that to also report back on, was the information that we changed or reported, was that archived? And is that information in a source where we can readily recall it? So processes and service management, the automation of those processes, relieve, one, the complexity of managing across a compliance environment, and two, start to dramatically reduce the costs associated with it because you automate those processes.
Bob, let me also cover three areas of compliance that are bread and butter that all customers should definitely have in place in order to get to the right compliance posture. The first is security management. Many companies have some kind of security and tools and policies, but not all of them test compliance to those policies, and that leaves them more vulnerable. So a good security compliance manager could really help to automate that. Identity and access management. Who has access to what? Enforcing that. That's something that is paramount to making sure that the data that application stores is protected appropriately, and that's something that, again, there's automated tools to help customers do that. The second area is around license and contract compliance. This is an area that obviously there are rules and regulations around, typically terms and conditions. This is also an area that has clear financial benefits if the license and contract compliance management is done correctly. Again, there are good tools to do this end-to-end, both on mainframe and non-mainframe type of platforms. And this is an area where customers should really think about how they can improve their cost posture as well as their compliance posture. And finally, storage. Everybody knows that data is incredibly important. Nobody wants to lose their identity data to a theft or other reasons. And there are certain regulations like PCI, HIPAA, and SOX that all require storage of key financial data or patient and customer data, et cetera. So having good tools that allow you to manage your storage and manage the compliance and reporting around that are key. And again, there are tools that are available that can help customers with that.
Yeah. So, Luis, let me just expand just a little bit on what you said, because I think it's really important for the audience to understand this. And that is why we've talked about the complexities and the problems around managing compliance and the issues it causes in IT, it really is an opportunity. There's a silver lining here. And the silver lining is this. For many years, IT has been managed in a lot of disparate silos. And that level of abstraction to manage, you know, hardware components, software components, network components, et cetera, was needed, right? That level of expertise was needed. What's needed now is an overarching process system which allows all these organizations to start to work together. With compliance as a driver, what it really offers the IT organization, especially in operations, is a chance to improve its effectiveness in delivering services to the business and greatly improve its efficiency. So we really should look at compliance as a driver to this whole area of service management. And I think it's a great opportunity for our clients as well as for us to make a lot of money in here as we start to automate and reduce the costs of our clients in the compliance and service management areas.
Absolutely, Bob.
Thanks, Bob and Luis, for showing how process automation and service management can help organizations stay on top of satisfying their tough compliance requirements. If you'd like more information on IBM Service Management, please visit ibm.com/ITSM. There you'll find other podcasts in our series, along with demos and tools, including the IBM Tivoli Unified Process Tool, that will help you learn how IBM Service Management can bring value to your organization. Thanks for listening.